everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, Gray Area. Ooh.
I am Shaquoia D.
I got you.
One more time.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Ooh.
like get some life back.
If this is your first time joining us, oh wait, I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze,
it's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. So yeah, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, and we about to just dive right in. So today,
well, pardon me, y'all.
Oh, it's a lot going on today, y'all. Well, welcome to the Gray Area. Like I said, we're gonna dive right into the topic. So, what are we talking about today, y'all?
Why y'all so scared?
How you gonna steal them?
At the end, where you going? Why are we so scared? That's the topic.
Elaborate. What that mean?
You said you got a sweet tooth because...
Oh, all right. So, I'll elaborate. So...
Yeah.
I thought you was going to explain it without using my story. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Action.
So, basically, I realized that I've been kind of, I guess, upper limiting myself unknowingly. And so, sometimes I get, like, a really, I guess, heavy sweet tooth. Or I'll just be craving, like, chocolate or something like that. But it's typically, like, if I'm tired or if I'm stressed, right? And I've been trying to figure out why I've been wanting cookies. And I made cookies last week. And now I'm about to make more cookies after this podcast is over. So, I realized, though, came to the conclusion that I have a really heavy sweet tooth right now because I'm scared, y'all. I'm scared, but like it's because I'm doing the thing. Like I'm doing. This is the first time that, I guess career-wise, things have been set up in a way that stuff is happening. Like stuff is actually moving in a strategic way. I have people that I can rely on that I'm working with that's excited to work with me, and is. Even, like, just patient with me and my creative process and all that stuff that are willing to do the work and are excited to do the work for me. And it's not me constantly reaching out and doing these other things. It's, like, things are really happening, whether it be music and just me getting organized in my life. And I'm scared. It's weird, but, like, yeah.
I mean, why be scared?
That's why I think it's an upper limit problem, because I feel like, and if y'all don't know what an upper limit problem is, make sure y'all check out The Big Leap by Gay Hendrix. It changed my life. But anyways, the upper limit problem basically talks about us once we reach our cap in our head of like positivity or feeling good or things going well in our lives, we somehow start to self-sabotage. And but why be scared? I think this is the first time that I've created the rules and created the life that I want to live. This is the first time I've committed to making decisions as well. I feel like in the past, it's more so been me trying to do stuff to please other people, or, oh, this is what it should look like, or this is what people say I should be doing. So I was doing that rather than making my own decision and figuring out what I wanted things to look like. And now I've been doing that over like the past year or so. I've been working on doing that, and I have a lot. It's not like the decisions ended. Like I have a lot more decisions to make now because I started making decisions. And I think that's scaring me a little bit.
But I mean, weren't we like you were already making decisions. You just weren't making them.
I was passively making decisions. Now I'm like consciously making decisions. And I always say like the most important thing is that you make the decision, right? But in the, okay, so in The Subtle Art, where they talk about, is this spoiling the book?
No, we all grown.
When they talk about, this is in the chapter 6, it's in chapter 5, about the, what, challenging your identity?
That's in chapter 6.
Oh, okay. Well, you should read that. That's for tomorrow. All right. But they talk about challenging your identity. And a lot of times when something challenges your identity or how you see yourself, you run away from it. Right? A lot of me making the decisions, it challenges my identity of being indecisive. Which is something that I've been working on for like a long time to stop being indecisive. But I didn't realize. So in my head, originally, being indecisive was just like, oh, I don't know which one to choose, right? So then you wind up letting somebody else make the decision for you. But being indecisive is also just not making the decision. Not thinking about which options there are. Just deciding not to do anything.
I was thinking how I was making decisions previously. I was making decisions up into the upper limit problem, but I make the decisions that'll keep me in the same little loop. Now it's like I'm making decisions intentionally, so I'm not in the same loop. Like, I'm going around, this is my last go round, but it ain't no room to, like, no decision that I make, that's a lie. I'm refusing to make a decision that's going to make me keep going in this circle. Mm-hmm. That's why I was talking about we on our way out the storm.
Right. But the circle is so comfortable. And I think that's what's scaring me, because, like, I know that I'm getting out of this circle. Like, I'm getting out of this, but it's my comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, it is comfortable, and I think in that loop of alright, you're making the decisions up until this point, at some point it starts to feel like, alright, well, you know, this isn't in my control anyway, so now,
yes.
So where it's like, alright, that's a lot more, for some reason it feels a lot more comfortable if it's not in your control. When it's in your control, it's like, I don't know if this is,
but
it should, well, technically it should, go ahead, my bad.
It's only comfortable when you accept the saying, ignorance is bliss. Because it's like, now we know. Like, we actually know that if we do this, we're going to keep going in the same cycle. Oh, I seen this before. Mm-hmm. That's the same tree that I walked, ran past last month.
But there's comfort in being in the familiar. That's the reason why, like...
But if you know...
But then it's also like, if I know that this is the tree that I passed last month, I also know that I'm not lost. Because I've been here before. Mm-hmm. Like, in a way, like, of course, yeah, you want to break out of that, but there's a comfort in knowing that I'm not lost right now. Like, I know where I'm going still, in this circle.
We was watching Attack on Titan yesterday. Ymir did not want to be in the wall. The circle, the cycle, that's the wall. We got to break free. Everybody that's in this cycle wants to see. The majority of the people that's in the walls wants to see what's outside the walls. Only a few people make it. You was talking about last week or something, or maybe a couple days ago, probably last week. We are the exception. So since we are the exception, we the ones who gotta go out. We Levi.
For the average person, it makes sense, right? Because it's comfort and familiar. Like, if I, again, like she said, if I walk past this tree every day, I know that there's not danger past this tree. I don't know what's beyond this wall, though. So it's like, I don't know if I'm I don't know if it's danger. I don't know if it's.
It might be great things on the other side of the wall, but I just don't know.
But I get it.
Though. Even with that. It's like, I'm not just exiting the cycle just to be exiting the cycle, like, wandering aimlessly. I'm going somewhere.
But like,
oh, go ahead. Oh,
my bad. But sometimes it feels like you are wandering aimlessly, even though you know that you're headed somewhere. Sometimes, because it's not always like an instant thing, sometimes it starts to feel like I'm just wandering aimlessly.
A lot of times, for me, I can only speak for myself, when I feel like that, somebody comes along that reminds me of where I'm headed or what I'm supposed to be doing or what I am doing, or somebody that's, I already know, maybe one of y'all might say something. I'm like, oh yeah, let me stop playing. Even with the pain, I went through every emotion with this pain. It's not even done. I feel like Nipsey. I went through every emotion. I literally went through every emotion. I started drawing. I was like, oh yeah, I did this quick. Does that, like, this really looks like her. Starting to paint, I'm like, I'm looking at it. I know these two grays don't look too, they look very similar. And then I asked you and Shay, I was like, oh, I thought you were just doing the whole thing gray at this point. And I was like, dang. So, gotta paint over it. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's coming together. It look way better. I run out of paint. I gotta remix the paint. The paint is slightly off. So now it's like, if I finish, then I'm done. And now what?
And yeah, then that's part of the fear, right? Is like, now what? Like, after, like, I don't know what to do after this. Like, once I finish, I've been working on this painting for weeks now. What am I supposed to do when this is done? It's like,
I have other paintings to do though, but yeah.
It's just like in the War of Art. Like when he was talking to it was when he finished his first book, I think.
Yeah.
And he finally finished his first book. He went to his neighbor at that time that he used to have coffee with, like, every morning. And then he's like, I finished. And then his neighbor was just like, cool, write another one. Do it again. And he was like, what? Nah, do it again. Like, that's the next step. Like, that's, we're doing the thing.
But I actually see myself getting better. Like, I can see it.
Yeah, you know, that's the trick about it all, right? It's like the stuff that you do repeatedly, you end up getting, like, there's the only thing that happens when you do something all the time is that you get better at it. So like,
staying in the cycle.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Whether it's doubt, whether it's being afraid, like, you doubt yourself consistently, you just become better at doing it. You become craftier. You can do it with less effort. You know? Right. So like,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly. And excuse me.
Meeting people.
I'm the master now.
But I think you really only meet people, you meet people on the way there, because especially when you're like, when you're moving, I think, and that's why it's important to have like your goals, your vision, whatever it is, right? So that you can always look back to it and then be like, you know what? Have I drifted far from where I was aiming? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and if I have, it's like, am I okay with being here? Is this like too far left from where I was going, or like, do I need to get back to center? So I think that's what will help. But I mean, I think it's natural to be afraid. I was telling Carl, I was up at 3 a.m. I was, it was because I couldn't breathe. I had to blow my nose, and I'm trying to go back to sleep. Actually, it was 2 at first. It was 2 a.m. first. And I'm trying to go back to sleep. And then for some reason, I just started thinking about business. And I'm like, all right. It was terrifying me because I was like, dang, there's so much that I do not know. Like, and I was like, all right, why am I afraid of just like certain business? I'm thinking about taxes. I'm thinking about, dang, I was like, all of these loopholes I gotta know. I gotta make sure the accounts. And I'm like, why am I thinking about this for an entire hour? I did not sleep. I was just sitting there thinking about business, just scaring myself for no good reason. And then I was like, well, I mean, you're afraid of it right now because you just didn't have it, set the time to learn everything that you need to learn. And that's all it is, right? I think once we set up the time and like, all right, if I'm gonna actually tackle this, it's really not as scary as we feel like it is. It's just, before you get there, it's like, bro, this look like quantum physics, you know? And it's like, not even trying to be disrespectful, but like, there's dudes who I know aren't the brightest, but they've got great business sense from just from, hey, I trial and error, or somebody said something, they followed the advice, or they just read up and they figured it out. So it's like, I have no doubt in my mind that we can figure out whatever it is we're trying to do. That doesn't mean that we're not going to be afraid for it, though.
I think that, I don't know why I just stutter like that, but I think that, like, going back to the trial and error, I feel like in an entrepreneurial, freelance, creative space, a lot of times it's encouraged, but as far as, like, I feel like growing up, it's looked at like you're supposed to have a plan. So what you mean trial and error? You're not about to, like, you're fumbling your way through it. That's why it feels so uncomfortable, and that's why it's so scary, because the idea of not knowing where you're going, like, not mapping out the path for yourself in a way, or having a standard path of go to school, get the job, do da 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 da, and then it just feels, I don't know, because, like, you know, who, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but I feel like y'all understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I feel like because it's not a set path, because it's not something that we've done before, we've seen done before in a lot of ways, and not just for what we're doing, but for a lot of people, especially like a lot of Black people, and their families, a lot of times they're the first to do stuff, and it gets scary. And because you don't know what you're doing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing for real. I am going trial and error.
But you also still have a plan.
No, like,
you have a plan, but it hasn't been tested yet.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, some people, other paths be having plans that already been tested.
Did somebody else test it?
Yeah, somebody created that. They kind of created the path. They got some sort of blueprint or whatever. But I guess this goes back to our conversation about would you rather have an example or no example at all. And I definitely said no example. So here I am.
But you have people, like, you have people come along. Mm-hmm. Like, when you going, the people that's supposed to be there to help you, whether it's just temporary, just to be like, oh yeah, don't forget to do this, and then it disappear.
Word.
But I also think, like, we do have people. We do have examples. We just don't have, like, people that we know as examples. We have, like, people who we haven't met. But, like, we have people have done what we're trying to do to a degree, right? But they haven't done it in the context that we're trying to do it, especially not at the time that we're trying to do it. Like, there's so many other variables. But, so I think the main thing is that we should, like, even if we're afraid, still try it. And, like, I'm going to try it and reference whatever somebody said. Man, even if you hear something like, they say you should do this. All right, well, let me actually try it, because maybe I shouldn't do it. And it's like,
yeah,
that way you learn. I think that's the main thing is, like, the easiest way for me to learn is literally by trial and error. Like, once I'm actually doing it, like, that's how I'm, well,
oh, man, I just laughed. This is a serious moment.
Trauma response.
Yeah, but being afraid, and it's funny because when I was up at 2 a.m.
I thought it was 3.
Both. 2, 3 a.m. right?
IET in the building.
It wasn't even supposed to be like that, but
he don't need no alone.
I was trying to breathe, but yeah, I realized in that moment, I was like, I don't like the feeling of being afraid, like, and it was making me feel, everything in me was like, bro, like, nah, what am I? What's wrong with me?
Sound like
that's
a bird.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going
on? Sound like a bird.
Like, what am I doing? Like, let me. And it was like, I remember that it was something that Will Smith was talking about. He said when he was younger, he developed a habit of anytime he was afraid of something, he would like attack it, pretty much, which is not necessarily the best thing to do, right? But I think to, like, face it, whatever it is you're trying to do, like, whatever it is that you're afraid of, like, actually just face it, because that's the only way you're going to get past it. You can keep trying to duck and dodge it, but, like, it's still going to be there until you face it.
I feel that. And I'm trying to, you know, just go ahead and do this stuff, but I've recognized that I'm dragging my feet. And I don't know if I'm dragging my feet because I'm tired also. And I think that me being so tired, and me recognizing that makes me feel like if I don't rest, if I don't get any type of rest, then I start to feel like, all right, I just, I feel like not doing anything at that point. So I think that in combination with stuff is actually happening is causing me to like upper limit myself, because I do recognize like I need a nap. I do. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you need a nap, take a nap.
Go ahead and go to sleep. It's okay.
Take a nap.
It's after the pod. I mean, you can fall asleep during the pod and then come back and rewatch it. It's all right. But
nah, but like for real, it's just it's an interesting thing, and I don't like this feeling, so I don't want to keep being in this cycle of things go well and then something throws me off my sleep pattern for 2-3 weeks and then all of a sudden. But I mean, it's going like life. I'm not gonna say that because I hate that phrase. Stuff be happening, y'all. And sometimes, but I gotta figure out a better system so that I can recover quicker. I think that's what it is. It's not a matter of, okay, like stuff was threw me off for like 3 weeks. Okay, why haven't I recovered yet? I mean, your body needs time and all that stuff, but still, like, I need something that, a system in place that works for me. Right, that'd be like, all right, I need to seclude myself for this amount of time, and then I'll be rejuvenated enough to keep going.
Oh, yeah, that's just, I mean, when systems make everything easy, like, should have had, me personally, sorry to cut you off, but me personally should have had content already recorded where I could have just put out. Even if I didn't have it automatically upload, the fact that the stuff is already there, the captions, I could just post it.
Yeah, that's what happened with me this past week when because I did everything on Sunday, I was like, I'm just going through. I'm just like knocking stuff out. And the only thing I had to do was one talk, right? But because I did everything else, when I got in the car and I was like, I did like 5 minutes. I was like, wow, this is easy. Now, I'm not even thinking about posting. Like, I'm not thinking about like, oh, I got to do this idea. There was so much time in the week for me to think about other stuff. So it's like, you can devote your time to think about other stuff and have it so that when stuff basically planning for stuff to go, not want to say go wrong, but
both planning, so even if stuff happens during the week, you got the stuff,
because you have to plan for life. Like, that's something that I realized, like, you can't not plan for regular life is gonna do stuff that you're not prepared for a lot, so you have to prepare for the stuff. Like, all right, if I'm ideally, yeah, I would love to be able to record one video a day and edit the video in the same day, right? But I may come home from work and it's like, oh, snap, this happened. Oh, snap, it's a flood. Oh, snap, whatever.
It's like, different when you don't have each whole 24.
Yeah. You know, and it was like, I can get caught in traffic for four hours. Like, and it's like, now my whole thing is off and now I'm like trying to struggle. Catch like, up. Yeah, because I didn't plan for any of it. So it's like trying to plan for, it's like when Beyonce's dad was talking about, he used to have them prepare, like practice what would happen
if the mic went out. Or if like, something else happened.
Yeah.
Just practice the mistakes. Like, if a mistake happened, how do you recover? If sound is trash, how do you sing past that? How do you make sure he's still on key? Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. But something that's definitely been helping me with the fear of, like, the unknown, or, like, the fear of, like, just, like, oh, damn, what do I do next? It has just been focusing on the work. Like, all right, I don't know when this idea is going to take shape or when this next thing is going to happen. I don't know who's going to help me, right? If I focus on that, though, it's going to stress me out. I can't focus on that right now. I got to focus on creating whatever I was creating. Because then it's like, as long as I keep creating, it's like, all right, when opportunities come, I don't have to scramble to create something for the opportunity. I already have an opportunity. Like, I already have something there for it. So I think that's something that's been helping me. And it's like dedicating time to, like, all right, cool. I don't know everything I need to know about business yet. But I know I need to work on this product that I'm trying to sell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like, once I get the product all the way together, and it's like, if I focus on making the product perfect, then when it's time that I meet somebody who can help me push this all the way where I need it to be, I don't have to be like, all right, give them the product, what's next? It's like, I got mad ideas. See, I was waiting for somebody to come through. So
for me, I want my stuff to speak for itself. So I came to the conclusion that I am the creator. I am the influencer. I am the marketer. I am everything. Like, I have a platform. I'm building an audience, building brands. Yeah, I'm everything for my thing. That's what I've came to the conclusion for. Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we're going to have fun and...
It's also something that from World War, like you're the CEO of you. Like you're supposed to be. Like you're supposed to be the person that's overseeing and like, hey, how's marketing doing? How's this doing? And granted, I think at some point we'll have like people so that we can allocate the work to. But you're supposed to be over your brand, over your business, over your likeness. Like you're supposed to be the CEO of it. So you should know what's going. If anybody's supposed to know what's going on in your ship. You should know what's going on. Sure. Like, you know, so yeah.
And that's why I'm in therapy. Yeah. Nah, but I definitely I feel that. I feel like it's so weird because everything be going back to the fact that I need to actually get some rest. Because when I don't rest, I don't pay attention to the work. I think about all the other things. And even though I said, all right, I'm going to focus on this EP. I'm going to focus on getting this done. That's the only thing I need to focus on. And then I'm focusing on what it could possibly do or da 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 da. Like, mix it. You supposed to be focusing on mixing right now.
Yeah, my thing should have been done. But that's what I be doing. Like, I get all the way to the end. And then it's like I just stop. I don't know why. That's
you need to rest.
Nah, not even because of rest. I just stop. It's like once it's done, it's done. Yeah, so once it's done, now I gotta. The next step is putting it out.
It's our good old and two. It's two things. One, you gotta rest at the end, not in the middle. We talk about this all the time, right? But it's also from War of Art resistance. Usually hits us right before we're about to finish. It's like, you'll be right at the all right, we here. It's like, all right, I'm at my 98th push up. It's like, I did 98 already. It's like, I'll finish the next two in the hour. Like, just finish.
But like, you right here. It's like, I get to the end, then I stop. Then once I go back to it, like, let's say a song, now I'm listening to it, I'm like, hey, I don't like this, I don't like that. I don't like this whole verse. I'm about to start it over. So I'm basically starting over the entire process.
Yeah.
Because
you weren't at the end yet.
Just to get to the same spot. That's the cycle that I used to be in. Now I'm finishing.
Word. I'm pushing through, but I need to take a nap.
Definitely.
That's why the saying is rest. And the first part of it is rest.
Like, but sometimes I literally have to take, like, I have to... Because if I start getting overwhelmed, this is what I realized. It don't feel like I'm overwhelmed, but me wanting to stop is more so a thing of me doing too much and not allowing my body to recover or rest or anything. So even if it's just like I need to take 20 minutes to just like completely relax, like mentally, I recognize that I'm able to, once I do that, I'm able to actually move forward. Like, and do what I gotta do. Like, if I need 20 minutes of an actual nap or some actual relaxation, not just 20 minutes of me laying there trying to sleep but thinking about every possible thing on the planet. Like,
yeah, I mean, but that's why the whole hour 30, like the 90 minute, 45 minute, for me, it's been working a lot.
Yeah.
My thing probably worked like 45 minutes of work, and then, you know, I get my focus is 45 to 57 minutes.
I mean,
once that period hit, it'd be rough, but then I take a little break. Maybe even if I take, like, when I was paying earlier, like 15 minutes, and then I got right back.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also, one, you have to know yourself, right? And I think the second thing, and I learned this from Flo actually, but it was talking about in terms of concentration, right? It's all concentration is a muscle. We just don't work it, right? So like, if you want to build concentration, you have to do things that force you to concentrate. Mm-hmm. So that was something I'm thinking about. I'm like, oh, that's wild. And then I thought about how much, like, social media has forced me not to be able to concentrate on one thing for longer than the, like, whenever I started seeing like the 10-minute TikToks, mm-hmm. like, I was like, bro, why am I seeing so many 10-minute TikToks right now? I didn't come here to concentrate for this amount of time. So like, the stuff that we do in our everyday life, it's like, we concentrate for a few seconds, stop, and then it's like we just keep moving. So I think if you wanted to do it for longer, you just have to build the muscle of making sure you concentrate. But you have to still continue to do it to your limit, whatever the limit is, and then you'll slowly get like, all right, I can do this for a little longer. But then again, making sure that when you have the break, like, that's it. And that's why when I was setting it up, I was like, all right, I'm doing these verses here, break. On my schedule, I would literally like, verses break, this break, this break, dance break. Like, it's like, so that I don't have, I trust that I thought about this already. Like, I didn't, so I did the verses. As much as I want to keep going, sometimes I do keep going. As soon as the break comes on, let me just take this real quick. Break, and I'm not even about to think about it. Like, I don't even remember. Some of the time, I don't even remember what I wrote. I'm like, I don't even. So what did I do? Because it's like, when I was here, nothing else mattered. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter what's for dinner right now. Like, when the timer go off, I'll think about it.
And I think it helps actually having the timer. Like, because you know at some point, I'm not going to be thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of times what we do, or at least for me, speaking for myself, what happens is if I don't set those time increments, then I'm thinking about a bunch of different things all at once. So then, let's say even past the hour and 30 minutes, I'm still thinking about the thing that I just did. And either how I can improve on it, or maybe I want to go back to it later rather than like, but then I fault not paying attention to whatever I'm actually doing in that moment. Like, so I feel like having the timer actually helps to focus, but then also knowing that the time is going to end at some point is like, okay, I know a break is coming. Like, I know a rest is coming, and I can just do whatever I want to. I can just lock into this one thing, and then I can think about the rest of the stuff later.
You haven't thought about Omni-Me? It's a great commercial break. Omni-Me and Always Me.
I had a brain fart.
But yeah, knowing that the time is gonna end. That's like when we be in classes for like an hour and a half or whatever. And like, you know when that class gonna end. And after that class, you're not gonna think about that class no more.
But even in the class,
you stop thinking. You don't
really be paying attention. Not in school.
I mean, not in school, but if it was a class solely dedicated to what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. But even with that, I never set a timer. Like, when I did my, all right, I'm going to do this for this amount of time, I never set a timer. The only time I put timers on is when I sleep.
So how do you know?
Okay. No, you should try it. I think it's so much. And I would say, because then you'll actually know. Like, you can get lost in the time, and then when the time comes on, it's a reminder, like, oh, snap, it's been blah, blah, like, and, you know, and how Cole was going to say, how do you know that it was 57 minutes? Is that you were just watching the clock? Or?
Nah, once I get to a point where I'm not paying attention no more, like, I want to do something else, or I'm now reaching for my phone. I ain't reached for my phone this whole 45 minutes. Now it's like, I don't want to think about this no more. I don't want to do this no more. I'm just tired. Like, even to go back to painting, that was the last thing I was doing. It came to a point where I was like, man, I don't even want to do this no more. I'm just. And then I was like, yeah, this is not. I'm better than this. And I looked at the time, it said 47 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I'm over the 45 minute mark.
Oh, so you just know like what time you started. And then the next time you look at your phone, you're like, oh, okay.
My body be telling me, like,
I definitely think you should try it, though, just so you can actually like get an accurate number, so that you can actually see like, all right, it really is 47 minutes, because maybe it's more, you just don't realize.
57 is my max. I did it before, but not with a timer.
I would just try it just because I know for me, when I have a timer on versus when I don't have a timer on, and I mean, you're not me, so it might be very different. But I know for me, it was easier to kind of get lost in things because it's like, I don't have to keep looking at my phone to see like if this time frame is up or how long I've been doing it for. If the timer ain't go off, the timer ain't go off. Like, I legit was in here recording, swore it was like 2-3 hours. It had only been an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, and I only looked at my thing because I literally finished 2 songs. So I'm like, oh, maybe I forgot to set the time or something like that. And it's like, nah, I was just that focused that I was able to just get lost in my creativity and just do the thing.
And I was going to say, with me, like, if I don't set a timer, let's say if I say that I'm going to start at 6, I'm not actually starting at 6. Like, it's like, once I actually hit start on the timer, it's like, all right, cool, now I'm... Like, now I know this is when I actually started. Because if I don't, it's like, all right, I started at 6:05. But that's what I say to myself. But then it's like, I really started at 6:15. Like, I actually was like, you know, let me get focused. So
then you start rounding numbers.
Yeah, and it's like, I wanted to, when I did, I was like, let me just see if I, all right, I went 30. And, all right, let's start. And then it's like, for whatever reason, it just forces me to get up. Maybe it's just like, the structure of a time limit. It's like, alright, I have this long to make this painting, let's see what I can come up with, you know. So that's just something that's been helping me.
Dates be helping me too. Now I give myself a deadline. I'm gonna give myself the closest deadline possible, like the closest reasonable deadline, so I make sure that I'm working, cause I'm a procrastinator. Like, I feel like the fact that I'm aware of it, I can work with it. I work mad fast, but only once I get to
the end date.
Yeah. Like, once I start getting closer to the end date, that's when so if I give myself a certain amount of time to get something done, that's reasonable, like a reasonable amount of time, I'm going to get it done by such and such date.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing that I noticed about me, and I noticed this a while ago, and I think this is just one of my values that I need to set in place, is that, like, I need to honor my time, like, value my own time, because what I'll do is I'll set a deadline for something and then I'll keep pushing it back, like, just because, like, right now I'm dragging my feet, like, or... like, I'm tired or whatever. But instead of just putting in the work to get the thing done, I just be like, yeah, well, you know, I'm doing this myself. Let me push this back. Keep pushing it back. Keep pushing it back. And I think, like, for me, I have to... one of the things that I have to, I guess, stick to is valuing my own time the way that I want other people to value my time and the way that I value other people's time. Like, I guess setting the boundary with myself to recognize that my time is important.
Yeah. Something that's been helping me not procrastinate too, was just doing it now. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we're just all trying to, whatever the idea is, we should, as soon as we have the idea, if we have the ability to do it right now, we should probably do it. Just the, like, granted, again, know your body, know when you need the rest. But, like, if I know I gotta work on the song, and like I know the song has to be done by Friday, but I get the song on Monday. For me, how my mind works, a lot of the times, again, if I tell myself, all right, the song is done Friday, all right, that's cool. Like, then I'll wait till Friday. But if I'm like, all right, let me just do this now. It's like, I don't, like, normally deadlines don't work for me, but as of right now, I've just been, the deadline has been now. So it's like, all right, let me just do it now. And now I've been finishing things. I'm all, wow, okay, I didn't even think about, you know.
I was saying, for me, the deadline thing is mainly for painting.
That makes sense.
Just because.
It's a great idea. I'm not even trying to.
But, like, music-wise, if I'm gonna write something, now it's like, let me get in the shower. Yeah. Write my best songs in the shower.
Yeah.
Recording. I ain't even make it that far. But I'm just going right now.
Yeah. And even another reason why I think it's super important to do it now is because, like, you don't know if you're gonna feel like this again next time. Like,
you know how many
songs I was trying to, like, I was, when I first heard it, I had so many ideas for it. And I'm like, all right, I can't wait to get back to it. And then, like, a week later, and I'm like, I can't remember none of the stuff I did. So now I'm trying to get back to the feeling. It's like, nah, I don't know if I'm gonna feel like this again. So it's like, while I feel like this, even if it's like, if I'm tired, if I'm like, feel like effort, I don't really want to do this. Like, I don't know when the next time I'm going to feel like this is again. So let me use whatever the feeling I have to make whatever I'm doing. Because the next time I do it, it'll sound totally different.
Yeah. But what be helping me in that aspect of just doing it now, once I get started, like if I think about it, I know that's what I should be doing. So even if I don't want to do it, once I get started, I'll be fine. Like, especially recording. Once I actually get started, y'all be hearing me up here belting.
Yeah.
I'll be like, ah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. So when I start getting in my bag, y'all here for 2 hours.
I feel you. Mixing has just been my issue right now. I'm getting better at, writing. I've been doing that. Making sure I write before I go to sleep and stuff like that. And then, which I need to actually just write more throughout the day too. But right now, I feel like the big thing that's been, I guess, looming over me, which is weird because mixing ain't even that bad. Like, now that I've started doing it, it's really not that bad. But I just be like, I gotta mix these songs. I gotta da-da-da-da.
It's like editing. It's like anything. And not even just with videos. But like editing. The editing process. The going over and making sure stuff sounds right.
It'd be a lot.
It'd be. I mean, you heard Shay last week. She like, I got a bunch of stuff content in there. It's just.
Especially like, if you do one take. This be my thing. The takes. My voice don't always be the same. So some takes might be higher, some takes might be lower, some takes might be just not right. And like, if I go to do it and now I'm hearing something that's off, I'd be like, I have to record it again.
Yeah, no, I recorded a bunch. I mean, you also mix and match, right? Because you know you can like take parts that you like from other stuff.
Sometimes, but certain takes don't always be the same. Like, I might have did it real good, but it was lower than, like, the end. Like, I might have, let's see what I'm trying to say. Okay, the beginning of one sounds amazing, the end of one sounds amazing. If I mix and match, but the tones are completely different, or slightly off. And since it's slightly off, it's going to bother me, because I can hear it.
I'll be mixing and matching sometimes. I mean, I'll be doing like 50 takes and stuff, so.
But I mean, think about all of this stuff. Before you knew what it was, you were like, there's a fear of it. It's like, oh, you want me to, especially in school, like, you want me to go up there and mix this in front of everybody?
Oh, yeah. That,
oh, my God. And that, bro, they used to give me so much anxiety. Like, and it's like, I went to school for this, but it's like, you want me to go up there and just like.
Just start doing stuff?
You know,
I started for fun, so it was different going into. Like, it didn't bother me. I'm like, send me the videos. I'll definitely use those. Mm-hmm. But I ain't have to mix in front of nobody. Yeah. The first time my heart was broken was Cope. She was like, "It's so wow, that's good." But yeah, I'ma still need somebody else to
mix my.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I understand that.
I'm sorry about that.
I definitely understand.
But my experience with mixing was totally different from the both of y'all, because that wasn't my major, but I had to take the class in order to continue in my major. So it was like, my introduction to mixing and engineering in general was not, oh, it was not good. Like, what class was that? I feel like it was intro to something. But yeah, it was, yeah, I'm a little traumatized. So when I go into like thinking about mixing, I think my brain automatically goes back to that initial class rather than thinking about like the online course that we've been going through.
Yeah.
So then I'd be like, I just start to feel overwhelmed, I guess, from jump. But what I realize is I mix best right off of sleep. So if I wake up and just start mixing, I'll be fine. Like, or if I take a nap and then I get started, like, I'll be fine. It don't mean no anxiety. And then I just be kind of chilling, going through it and stuff like that. So, you know.
Yeah. And something that I had to start telling myself was that the experience that you had isn't necessarily going to be the experience that you're having
at
right
all.
Now. So it's like the last time I was mixing, I was stressing, I was upset, like, nothing, I didn't know what I was doing. That doesn't mean that this time I'm not going to figure it out. And I
right.
think not, it's not even just with mixing, I think with everything, like, with this and trauma, I think we trick ourselves into thinking, like, hey, this moment is going to be just like the last moment. It's like, nah, you're robbing yourself of a completely new moment, because you feel different. Today is a completely different day. Like, today you may have looked at something and it's like, oh, wait, this makes sense today, like, I get it. But, like, if you're focused on how it used to be, you'll miss the moment.
I wonder if that goes back to the constantly going in a circle. If I'm seeing the same tree over and over again in my mind, I'm feeling like I'm getting the same experience. So when I go into this new experience, I'm still thinking that I'm going to get the same experience, or I'm trying to recreate the same experience, because there's some level of familiarity with it. Like, there's some aspects of it that is familiar. So I'm like, oh, so this must mean this. Like, me comprehending what that moment is, or I guess trying to assume what the moment is before it actually happens, is me recreating whatever happened in the past, because all I know is what already happened.
Yeah, like, and it's funny, because I think if you ask most people, if you ask them, like, hey, would you rather experience something new every single day, or would you rather experience like some of the same stuff every day? Most people would be like, I kind of want to have some
the
level
same,
of consistency.
Yeah.
But it's like I think most of us we really want to experience new stuff, so that the norm is us always like, if you knew every day, like, there was something that you never experienced was gonna happen, I think you'd be like, all right, at some point you may start looking forward to it.
Because that's going to be normal.
Yeah, but I think it could be that. I think it could, and I think it should be that. But I don't think most of us live that way. And I think...
Oh, I do my best to do something new every day.
Yeah.
Or at least learn something new every day.
All of it. Like, even when we were, like, and even when we were doing Duolingo, granted, I'm like still doing it, but not doing like it as much. It was like I'm learning how I learn, because every single day they're giving me something, like it'll be like a new word, a new phrase, and I'm like bro, I barely learned the last thing. Uh-huh. Like, what are we? And so, but when I looked up, I was like, oh snap, I vaguely remember this. All right, I remember this. Okay, let me take this and keep it moving. And I think it helps you grow so much like broader. When you do that, most of us don't, because I think we're afraid of, what if I look stupid? What if I can't? What if I, you know?
Another thing, a lot of people be doing stuff alone, and it'd be hard to do stuff alone. Like, actually be consistent. It's hard to stay consistent by yourself. So, like, community is very important. Like, whoever you're around, they should inspire you in some type of way. Everybody who you speak to regularly should inspire you in some type of way. Granted, you gotta want to do it yourself, like for yourself, but the people help a lot. Y'all help a lot.
Likewise.
Thank you. You help us as well.
I was gonna say, I think I do agree that it is harder for yourself, but I also think when you do it by yourself, you're way more likely to keep going. Like, speaking of, like, when you were deciding to not eat meat. Right, you decided to do that by yourself, so it's like, and it, I mean, it would have been great if other people did it with you, but because you like did it and you built up the consistency by yourself, now when you bring in other people, it's like, all right, cool, now we can, now let's keep this, like, let's keep it going, as opposed to like somebody else that comes in and it's like, all right, I don't like, I want to eat, like, I'm gonna eat a chicken sandwich because I want to eat a chicken sandwich. You're not like swayed, like, maybe, you know.
Like, I say start by yourself and then find like-minded people to
keep going along the way. I feel like you have to have a balance between that, and because some things, a lot of things, like, I be wanting y'all help to help me with stuff that I don't necessarily need help with. And I be tricking myself into thinking that I can't do it by myself when it's like, I already planned this whole thing by myself. Like, I just need to actually do it. So, and then I'll waste more time, like, nah, I gotta wait for them. Like, instead of just going ahead and just doing it myself. Because, so, like, yes, it is great to do it by yourself, to start by yourself. I think your intention has to be that it has to be for you. Like, whatever you're doing, it needs to be for you. It can't be for anybody else. And then if you, like, once you find the like-minded people, once you find the people that are going to continue to push you forward, then that'll just even, like, elevate that motive, that purpose even more. But I feel like the key thing is literally that you have to do it for you.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is in life.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, there's times, because, and again, even with, and it's like, even with, like, the people who I'm around, like, with you guys, whether some of my friends from back home, like, I care, as much as I don't want to say I don't care about people's opinions, I care about y'all's opinions, right? So, like, if I'm creating something, and if I start with everybody, like, sometimes it just doesn't work for me. Like, I have to build it by myself first, and then if I show it to you guys after, it's like, all right, cool, I've already critiqued it, I've already judged it like crazy before y'all got here. So, like, whatever y'all was gonna say, they ain't gonna be that bad.
Right.
Like, but I'm still working on it, of course, but, like, just focusing on the work, like I said before, focusing on the work, and it's like doing the work. And I, most of the time, I have to do it by myself. That's just me. I have to do it by myself because as soon as I see somebody doing something like that, maybe I should be doing this kind of thing. Maybe I should be working on this, right? Which is important because I think you need to have an eye out to be like, hey, like, if your friend is somewhere, is in a different, and if you guys are further along in business, I should, and then you guys are trying to warn me, hey, get this together, I should still pay attention to that, right, but not focus on it to the detriment of whatever you're trying to work on. So,
yeah,
that's just me.
And one other thing, I do feel like, for me personally, in me wanting to, I guess, do things with other people or whatever, I often found myself waiting, but like on the other person, like constantly, whether it be to have my stuff mixed or to do whatever. It's like, I can't, in my mind, it's like, well, I don't know how to do this thing. I can't do this thing without you, or I need your help. So then I find myself waiting on that, on whoever it is. And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to be waiting on nobody no more. And I think, even just going back to the whole scary thing, I think the thing is, I finally accepted the fact that I don't need anybody to do any of the things that I'm doing right now. Like, no aspect of what I'm doing right now do I actually, like, I need. Like, yes, I want to work with you on this, or I would like you to be a part of this, but I don't need you to do this. Like, it would be nice, but I can still move forward on whatever projects I'm doing, whether you're along for this ride or you're not. And I think that scared me, because it's like, oh, this is my life. Like, this is, it's all me. Like, all of these decisions, all of these steps that I'm taking, everything that I've learned and that I'm continuing to learn, like, it's all me, and I can do it. And it just, I think that just, it's like, oh, I'm actually doing it. I'm about to do this. Like, it just kind of, like, excites me, and it freaked me out all at once at the same time.
I was going to say, like, when we actually doing this full time, I feel feel like it's good that it's like this now, because mm-hmm. once we actually start doing this full time, like you were saying, we need to know everything that's going on, mm-hmm. And we're going to be putting certain people in place, mm-hmm. delegating certain tasks, certain things to do,
right.
So we should know,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just a little bit, like we should be able to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's two things I was going to say. One, I think it's important to do, even if you're scared, do it. Like, do it scared.
Right.
And, like, just see what happens. Because halfway through, you might not even be scared no more.
Like,
this is not even that difficult.
Right.
I was doing this at my last job.
Right, and didn't even know it. Like,
yeah, you just gotta do it scared. And then, like, the other thing I was gonna do, which is what I was gonna say, was, I wrote out like the stuff that I value, and I'm like, I want to be able to, you know, make good business decisions. I want to be able to trust myself. And then the whole scenario with the dude trying, like the little fake writer, and everything in me initially was like, this is fake, right? But I was like, let me just see this through. And I'm listening, and then I decide, you know what? Let me just do a real quick Google search. But
sorry, guys, I thought I was
going to
sneeze.
Gotta keep that in there.
Pardon me, y'all. Me a little cold. Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was about to sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, man, that was funny.
I was like, what's happening? I thought she was about to, like, I don't know what was happening.
Okay, Google search.
Yeah, I did a quick Google search. First thing that popped up, I was like, oh, this man fake. And I was like, I knew it. And everything in me was like, I like to trust your instinct, because like most of the time it's not gonna steer you wrong. Like you'll get the feeling, and your initial feeling will be like, yeah, this ain't the idea. Mm-hmm. But or it'll be like, this is like, I want to do this. But then the second thought is like, maybe this is gonna be a bad idea. It's probably gonna be a bad idea. And it's like, nah. Like, just do it. Like, regardless of whether or not you're afraid, like, hey, if I'm gonna do this, we gonna fight. Let's go up there. I don't care if you Dwayne the Rock Johnson, bro. We scrapping. Like,
right.
I don't care if I look. You shouldn't care if you look crazy doing it. I think it's all right. As long as you do it, you're cool. Like, that's just me.
I agree
too. Yeah, I definitely agree. As long as you do it, you're cool.
I don't know. I feel like I definitely agree. I'm not about to like
the bottom of that.
But I don't know. Because it's not the norm. It's not the norm.
What is normal?
What is normal? Mm-hmm. Normal based on society, or what I'm saying mm-hmm. as normal. Normal for me.
Mm-hmm. Like when you say it's not the norm.
When Why I'm is saying it not it's the not norm? The norm, like, is I'm norm? Saying, like, society. Like, a lot of times when people get scared of something, they, rather than fighting their way through it, they will stop. Or they'll be like, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm going to just do this other thing. I had, in college, I would always say,
phlebotomist?
Yes, I'm going to be a phlebotomist.
But guess what?
What?
A wise man once said, I can't have a regular life.
You should have looked that way.
Cause I'm not a regular person.
But yeah, and I recognize that. But it's just like, so now I'm working, because now I can see it. And I can see the signs of me like being scared and like starting to try to like, I guess, self-sabotage. So now I'm working on still fighting through whatever fear is there, because I know the stuff ain't that scary, and I know that a lot of the stuff, like how you always talk about the 2-minute rule, just do 2 minutes worth of it and then see how you feel. And by the time you get to the 2 minutes, you already like fully into it, like I'm not about to stop now, like I'm really doing it. So it's just a matter of not self-sabotaging and just, yeah, trusting myself and all of that stuff. So I mean, I am going to make these cookies. But it's not to self-sabotage. It's just because I really want some cookies.
She deserves them.
I've been working hard, y'all.
I've been working on
putting in overtime. Putting in overtime. Putting in overtime. Can I like that?
Wrap it up then.
But do y'all have any final thoughts on like being afraid? Why y'all so scary? Like, what y'all plan to do next?
I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing. It's easier. One of the reasons why I've been like come out the room. Oh, the TV on? I'm actually doing stuff, so I don't feel guilty if I'm watching something real quick. I'm just chilling, relaxing. I'm on break. Mm-hmm. I actually been working doing stuff, getting results.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I sleep the best after I do some work, like some actual work. Oh man, because I don't have to think about. I don't have to sit there and be like, dang, did I finish doing? Did I finish working on that? Did
that
I finish
that concept?
I could be doing this. This
yeah,
and this.
It's like not like it's so much better. That's why it's the rest at the end. It's so much better when you actually do it, and then. And then you get the feeling of like, I completed that. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me take a nap. I conquered the mountain. Like, I climbed the mountain. I'm like, it's just, it works out. It's fire.
Yeah. And keep doing what y'all are doing. Fight through that fear, y'all. And
keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, baby.
That's the song?
Yep, Temptation.
Right. Oh, well, check me out.
I don't think it was the Temptations. It was just Eddie Kendricks. Anyways, moral of today's podcast is that it's not as scary as you think. No matter what it is, it's not as scary as you think. And if you don't take the chance or don't decide to move forward in it, you will never know how
amazing you are.
Yeah, how amazing you are, or how great it could impact your life. Now,
people be needing whatever we got.
What?
People be needing whatever we got, whatever it is that we have to give.
Oh yeah.
People be needing.
Yeah, people need you. People need your gifts. Now, that doesn't mean to overextend yourself, but it means to, in honoring your boundaries, in respecting yourself, and trusting your intuition to not keep your gifts from the world in whatever capacity feels right for you. But the moral of the story is keep going. So if y'all got any thoughts or comments about this episode, about being afraid, about why you so scary, tell us why y'all so scary in the comments below. We'll also list some of the books that we mentioned, The Big Leap, The Subtle Art, as well as The War of Art. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe.
Yep.
Bing. We'll be back soon with another episode.
Yep.
And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But we out, y'all. Boo.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black.
Ooh, that had a lot of mucus in it.